Do you believe these white folks? I know. Every year it's like this. I'm glad you finally came. Tiny high five, miniature black power fist for when there's too many white people in the room. Do you believe these white folks? Because for years I used to go to my in-laws' house and be like, do you white folks believe yourselves? You do. Okay, all right. I'll be outside making unnecessary phone calls to my cell phone provider. What's up, AT&T? How many minutes I got left? Unlimited. Just count them down for me. And that, to be clear, that is a joke. I've never said to my daughter, do you believe these white folks? My daughter loves her grandparents. They're great with her. I'm pretty sure if I ever said to my daughter, do you believe these white folks? She'd be like, yeah, I believe these white folks. I don't believe you, Negro. I'm going to stand over here and see if I can pass. That joke's extra painful in the South. I'm like, you're not passing with this nose. I gave you the Jackson 4. It's almost the highest level of black nose, the Jackson 4. I love one stray laugh at the end. I love that. Like, somebody who's like, I get all of it. And one of the interesting things I find about having being in an interracial relationship and having mixed race kids is that I will get grief sometimes from black people who are cool and down and militant and support all the right causes and, you know, compost their compost before they compost. Do you know those people? But they will have a blind spot around interracial relationships. Like, I'll get grief from them, but somehow I'm not keeping it real because I married a white woman, had mixed race kids, I'm not black enough. You know, which doesn't make any sense to me, because if you think this through, when me and my wife get married and have a kid, my wife's white, I'm black, our kid is born, our daughter, she's considered to be either black or mixed race. What is she not considered to be? Yeah, you know that shit. So by having a child with a white person, I've taken the possibility of another white person out of the mix. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, that's like some revolutionary shit. I believe Malcolm X said, by any means necessary. Let's call that shit, make one, take one. Yeah, black people want one, white people down one. We're running a power play in my house. It's like hockey. I got two daughters now. I got three black people in my house and one white person. Or as I like to say, we're now even. Because at any point when shit goes down, my wife can call the cops. Police, there's three black people in my house. We'll be right there, man. We'll be right there. Hey, everybody, thank you. Let's get this show started. I like when jokes are really funny, and this is true of any comedian, but also you can stand behind it. Because sometimes comics say things, we say things just to be absurd or ridiculous. I like a joke that is absurd and ridiculous, but also I can stand behind it. So that's why I'm a fan of those kind of jokes. I say it's like math, you can't deny the point the joke makes.
We have a truly incredible show for you tonight. A lineup of spectacular comedians. You're going to enjoy each and every one of them. Please welcome to stage your first comedian for the evening, originally from Illinois, now lives in L.A. because he's trying to make it in show business. Give it up for John Huck, everybody. John Huck.
Thank you. Let me just start by saying that if you've ever had to yell, I'm not shitting, in a defensive tone, chances are you know how to party and I want to be friends with you. I'm going to take this time to announce that this will be the last time I ever do stand-up. I just got a new laptop, so I'm a DJ now, everybody. All I need is a cool name and an ill-fitting sweatshirt. I'll be fine. It's going to be awesome. I just moved into a new place with my girlfriend, and I think we already have to move again. Like, I'm talking last week. And the crime is insane in the area I live in. It's not normal crime at all. I was out... And I fear if it was just me, I don't think I would care. But with her, I fear something bad could happen. Case in point, went out with a buddy last week, got super drunk, hammered, if you will.